Welcome back to another episode of the Jordan Syatt Mini Podcast. I am very excited about this episode because I got to speak with a woman named Cheryl. She's an Inner Circle member and she's unbelievably kind and smart and genuine and authentic, and she really opens up in this episode, and I think it's going to help a lot of people. It's going to help you, especially if you've struggled to get and stay motivated. Not even really getting motivated, but actually staying motivated, because anyone can get motivated, especially for a short period of time. But what Cheryl and I really talk about is some strategies you can use to stay motivated over the long term. Things that if you're finding you're getting motivated for a short period of time to go to the gym or to stick to your nutrition, but it sort of peters away after a little bit, definitely listen to this episode, because Cheryl and I go into some deeper psychological and emotional stuff, but also some practical strategies you can use to stay motivated over the long term. I hope you enjoyed the episode. And again, thank you so much, Cheryl, for joining me. I really appreciate it. Cheryl.
Jordan.
How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am delightful. Thank you for getting on the phone with such short notice.
No, thank you for calling me.
Of course. What are you doing today?
Just working. Same old, same old.
Yeah? So what do you do?
I am a district administrator in a school district here in Texas. So I work in our central office.
That's so awesome.
Lots of training and meetings and presentations, that kind of stuff. Data.
Okay, and how long have you done that?
I've done this for about 7 years now, 7.5. I have been in education. This is my 21st year.
Okay, so it's a brand new career, just getting into it.
No, 7.5.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, brand new, just into it, yeah, yesterday.
So how did you get into education?
I just think I always knew I wanted to be a teacher, which is funny because nobody else in my direct family is in education, but I just loved kids and loved teaching and have a passion for that kind of thing. So miss the kids sometimes, but I still get to do a lot of teaching with all the trainings that I do. So that's good.
Got it. And did you like school growing up? Like, were you really into school and like you liked in general academics or not so much?
I liked it, but I think a lot of that had to do with I had really great teachers and it also came pretty easily for me.
That makes total sense. So like generally speaking, academics were relatively easy for you. Like you were good at test taking, you got good scores. So like it was something you enjoyed.
Yes. Yes.
Got definitely. It. Awesome. Very cool. Well, listen, so as you know, I'm here to answer any and all questions. I was wondering if you had anything specific you wanted to talk about or chat about today. Is there anything that I can help you with?
Well, I kind of do. I don't know how exactly I'm going to put it into words. So, but I found myself developing a pattern over the last, I'd say, 2 years maybe, on my, fat loss journey, where it's like I tiptoe up to success and I'll have some progress that I'll make. And then I don't know what happens because I know all the textbook answers, but something happens and I don't know whether it's that I get scared about what will happen if I succeed or that I feel like I don't deserve to succeed. I don't really know what's going on, but it's like I'll tiptoe up to that point. And then I'll just start self-sabotaging right and left. And when I say that, it's all pretty much in relation to nutrition. So I'm finding that happening now. I'm in the middle of the I'm closer to the end of the 90-day challenge right now, about day 75. And I feel like I've struggled more than not in like the last 30 days and self-sabotaged as much or more than I've been successful. And I just can't put my finger on what it is that's making me do that. And also that I'm giving into it, why I'm giving into it.
Interesting. Okay. So talk to me. What do you mean by the one major thing that you said you weren't sure if it's like fear of success, right?
Right.
Now, talk to me more about that. Like, why would you be fearful of success?
I don't know. And like I said, I don't really know if that's what it is. I don't know if I am. I'll say right now, I'm not really near this particular benchmark at all. But there is a particular, you know, if talk scale weight for a minute, there is a particular scale threshold that I've been within 7 or 8 pounds of multiple times now. And it's like, I can't ever get past that hurdle. So I think that's where part of it is like, well, am I just scared of, you know, the comfort of not being past that point? Not that this is comfortable by any stretch, but sometimes familiar is comfortable.
Okay. So if you had to guess, would you think that it's a fear of success, or would you think it's something else?
No, I really don't think it's a fear of success.
Okay. Well, that's a good place to start. So, and that for me, that's interesting, because a lot of people start out with that fear of success discussion. They'll say, I don't know if it's fear. Like, it's a very, very common thing to say. But when asked, like, do you think it actually is? Most people say, well, no, actually, probably not. And it's interesting, because that was the first option you brought up. And like, well, no, I really don't think it is. So let's break it down. Let's go past further. So if it's not fear of success, like, what do you think it might be?
That's what I wish I knew.
Well, let's talk about it. So it's interesting, because the first option brought up fear of success, right? Even though in your heart, you probably knew it wasn't fear of success. So let's walk through what happens. You get to this threshold, you get to a certain point where you're at a certain weight, and you struggle to break through it. So what happens, like, in terms of self-sabotage? What do you start doing? What starts happening? Like, what starts breaking down?
Okay, well, I'll tell you the most recent, because, you know, like, in the first 30 days of the challenge, I'm not anywhere near the threshold I referred to earlier, but it's the same type of behaviors going on right now. You know, I think I lost like 8 or 9 pounds in the first 30 days.
Okay.
Which was awesome. I mean, that's incredible results for me. And I was really excited about it. And then all of a sudden, a week later, you know, I'm, you know, and part of it I know is probably stress related. But that's always a factor. So I don't really, you know, you can't ever take that off the table entirely. But it's almost like that happened and I got so excited. It's like, okay, wait, well, then I can go have this and go off what I meal planned and prepped and do this. And then next thing I know, I'm doing this once a day and it's convenient and I feel like this fast food. And, you know, then I'm just doing it again and again. And even in the moment that I do it, I know exactly what I'm doing. I know I shouldn't be doing it, but I'm just choosing to do it anyway. And then next thing I know, I'm avoiding my little calendar with the red X's because I can't honestly make a red X. I'm not weighing in, which for me right now, weighing in is a good thing. Well, not right now because I'm not doing it. But I feel like I'm an avoider, and like I avoid it when I know it's not going to be good.
Everything you're saying is amazing. Keep talking. I love this.
So, and that's kind of where, I mean, and that's kind of where I found myself. My workouts are spot on. You know, I'm doing your workouts, and I'm doing my boot camp that I do and I love, getting enough rest, as far as rest days and all are concerned. But I just, you know, I find myself driving to work and, oh, who cares that I have breakfast packed to eat when I get in the office? I'm going to go ahead and drive through somewhere. And then, of course, it's like, well, the whole day is fucked up now, so I might as well get something on my way home from work, too, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
So, and it's just, I mean, you can tell even from what I do for a living, I'm very type A. And so it drives me crazy that even in the moment, I know the logic and the absolute lack of logic in what I'm doing. And yet I somehow am not finding a way to stop myself from doing it. And so I'm just all over the place with consistency. And, you know, that pisses me off, quite frankly.
You know, there's a lot going on here. And just based, before I even say anything, based on everything that you just said, like everything that you told me, and it doesn't have to be the right answer. I'm not necessarily looking for the quote unquote right one. I'm wondering, what do you think the issue might be, just based on what you said?
just discipline.
Discipline, for sure, absolutely.
I'm just not doing it.
Well, but it's a little bit deeper, and you touched on a really important point. Okay. In terms of, for example, when you go in the morning and your lunch is packed, but I'll go have this, I'll go have like this, whatever, which is fine. And even though you already packed it, from there was the words that you used, like, well, fuck, I already fucked up, so then I might as well go have this later, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is stupid, because it's so untrue.
But you have that guilt. There's a feeling of guilt. Even when you said, you're like, well, even though I have lunch packed and I shouldn't be doing it, I go and I do this and I get this. And mm-hmm. which means there's a feeling of guilt as you're getting that meal, and that like something is wrong. I shouldn't be doing this. You feel bad about it. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now that feeling of guilt is leading to a feeling of I'm screwing up, which is leading to a feeling of, well, if I'm already screwing up, then what's the point anyway with all of this? I might as well just call it a day. And then since I'm calling it a day, there's no point in going to do the red X on the calendar because the day's already fucked up. So why would I even go there? Because I know I'm not going to do the X. And then you finish the day and it's like, wow, today was a failure. And then the next day it's like it will, because you're in that negative mindset, because you think you're already fucked up, what's the point? It perpetuates from there. Is that like generally what's going on?
Yes, I would say so. I would say so. And I think part of it is also that where I need to get to feels unattainable at times.
Okay.
Because I've got so far to go that people, you know, say little things don't matter. Sorry, I'm getting choked up.
No, don't be sorry. People, trust me. I'll cry too. It's okay.
You know, people say little things don't matter. But yet when you've got like, you know, like 100, well, I probably don't have quite 100 pounds to lose. And I know I don't even know my end goal, because to me, it's really about fat and muscle. So, but just for relativity's sake, I've got a long way to go. And so little things do matter, because they perpetuate exactly what you're saying. When I start letting those little things slide, all of a sudden it becomes everything slides.
Okay. Well, all this makes sense. Makes 100 sense. I think
I'm glad to know I make sense.
it makes total sense. And it's like there's a lot going on. And the first thing to know is I guarantee you there are people listening to this, like during the podcast, that are like, holy shit, like this is literally what I'm going through right now. It's so unbelievably common. Like this is very, 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 very common. I think number one is that would you agree that you're generally pretty hard on yourself?
Oh gosh, yes. 100 billion times yes.
Talk to me about that. talk to me about like how hard on yourself you are, like whether a history of it, things you do, like just talk to me about that.
Yes, very definitely. There's some that I can't say here in okay. the recording session, but I will just say that I have always been held, whether it be by myself or others, to an incredibly high standard. And in a lot of areas of my life, you know, we talked about academics earlier. In a lot of areas of my life, that wasn't ever a problem because it comes naturally. But I think that, and in some ways it was a benefit to me because it's given me a drive and a determination in my life that I think is a positive. But then there are moments when it can flip to a negative because I can't detach myself sometimes from these expectations that are above and beyond what might be reasonable.
Okay. Okay. That makes total sense. And then, so from there, then what happens?
Well, it kind of depends on the context. I mean, I'll say for a great number of years in my life, I lived in a safety zone because I didn't ever really try anything outside what I knew I could accomplish because I didn't want to fail. I'm a little bit better at stepping outside that comfort zone right now, but I am definitely my worst critic. And if I feel like I'm not doing as well as I should, then I try hard not to let negative self-talk take over, but it probably does more than I realize. And most things I'll keep trying. I can't say that I'm one to give up exactly, but I don't know. I probably start, maybe my effort fades a little bit. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think you're literally breaking down 100% exactly what's going on. You have a little slip up, we'll call it, like something that isn't necessarily on plan. And even though logically you know it's okay, emotionally you get upset with yourself, like I shouldn't have done that. And then that emotional slip up leads to a waterfall of negative self-talk and things that, like, I'm a failure, I shouldn't have done this, like it's all ruined. And then that leads to negative behaviors from there because, well, then I'm just not going to succeed anyway. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I don't have what it takes. Da, 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 da. I might as well just get used to where I am. I'm going to be here forever. Is that like, like whether it's logical or conscious or unconscious, does that sound like what might be happening?
Yes. I don't think I've ever thought those things consciously, but as you are saying them, I feel them in my core.
This is so, so, so common. And by the way, it's not just common in fitness or weight loss or anything. It's common in all aspects of life, generally, in which we tend to love the things we're good at and not like the things we're not good at naturally, right? It's like,
right.
It's why you went into academics.
Right.
You were growing up very good in school, great at test taking. Whereas for me, I hated school.
Right.
I was awful at test taking. I was like in special education, like I had to go in different classes. Like when I was in school, I knew that when I got out, I was never, ever fucking going back to school ever again. And I wanted nothing to do with it. But it's
kids like you were my favorites. Can I just say that?
Why is that?
I don't know. There's something about students like you just described that you just want to reach them. You want to find that spot.
It's very interesting because what you are very good at, academics, it seems like your favorite people to help are the ones who might not naturally have that gift. It's mm-hmm. the same thing with me. I mean, a lot of coaches are like, I want to work with professional athletes. I want to work with people who are like really good at lifters, whatever. It's like my favorite mm-hmm. people to work with are the ones that tend to struggle with it because a lot of times they just, it's not that they can't do it. It's that the belief in themselves isn't there. And I think that's where you're falling short is like, you're having a lot of trouble believing that you actually can do this, that you actually can see that it actually is a very, very real possibility. It is a legitimate reality in your life that one day you will reach a point in which you are truly happy with who you are, how you look, how you feel. It's not just an idea. It's not just a picture you'll see on Instagram from somebody else being like, wow, I can't believe they did it. I don't think I'll ever get there. It is literally the possibility of you having a side-by-side picture and saying, oh my God, it's fucking, I did it. Like that is not just like a dream or a possibility for somebody else somewhere else. Like that is a real reality for you. I don't think you're at a point where you can believe it. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to change that. So not only do you believe it, but it actually happens. And then one day in 5, 6, 7 years, we're going to be at another Inner Circle retreat and laughing about this conversation. We're going to play this over and someone else in the crowd is going to be like, oh my God, I don't believe it. And you're going to pull them aside and be like, listen to this conversation from 5, 6, 7 years ago. Like I didn't believe it either, but now look at me, you can do it too. And that's how this chain of reaction affects. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Like, that's what's going to happen. I don't think you're in a place now where you fully believe it, but we're going to get you there. And once you actually believe it, that's when all the good stuff starts happening because the trip in the morning to get a meal that like before you would be like a little bit feeling guilty about no longer causes guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And when that guilt isn't there, that's when you get back on track. And that's when it's like, the next meal doesn't go off. That's when you go to the red X and you aren't feeling guilty or upset that you can't put a red X on there. And that red X, the lack of the red X doesn't prevent you from getting back on track. It motivates you to get back on track. It's just a part of another day.
Mm-hmm.
Does all that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I really, really someday want that before after picture.
And it'll happen. And it's funny because one of the things that you said, you were like, I don't know if I'm trying to remember the exact words, but you were saying you don't know if you have 100 pounds exactly, but it seems like the goal is so far away, like almost unattainable, right?
Yeah.
There's that lack of belief. Mm-hmm. I wonder what would be a better short-term goal that you might have. Like, do you have any goals that like might be, instead of saying like, here's the end goal of what I want, like anything that you could look at from a shorter term perspective?
I don't know how to quantitate anything without it being scale related.
Yes, you do. Don't give me that. Yes, you do. Absolutely. What's another way of looking at progress outside of the scale?
I don't know my fat or muscle numbers.
What's another way?
Clothing sizes.
You didn't know, Cheryl.
I know.
That's exactly right. Clothing. Okay. So I think that's a great option. What about like a pant size?
Yes. I would like to get out of plus size clothing.
Okay. So now I don't know like the sizes or anything like that, but what about
I'm right at threshold.
Okay. Like, no, I literally, like, I don't even know what pant size I am is what I mean. Like, I don't even know, like, those pant sizes. But, like, is there a way in terms of, instead of being like, okay, I want this before and after picture. Like, I think a really cool thing would be to, like, put up your, like, a picture right now on your bathroom mirror or whatever of, like, where you currently are. And then maybe, like, this would actually be pretty cool is, like, you have the picture of where you currently are and then next to it just a blank. Right? Just like a blank, like, so like you just know, like, one day you're going to have that side by side there.
Yeah.
But then in the short term goal being like, hey, when I get to X pant size, like, instead of being like, I don't know, like a 00 or whatever the fuck it is, like being like a 2 pant sizes down or 3 pant sizes down, when I get to here, like, that's my goal for right now. Like, get to that one. And then when I get to that goal, then like, then I'll reward myself. I'll have a celebration, like in some way. It doesn't have to be like a quote unquote cheat meal, or it doesn't have to be that type of celebration. But I think there is a lot of validity and a lot of power in having checkpoints along the way in which you realize your effort and how much you're putting in and how much progress you're making. Because if it's all just focused on this one end goal that seems unattainable, then you can literally be making progress and moving forward and seeing great results and not fully appreciate it or feel it because you're so focused on something so far away. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
I mean, you lost, you said, like 8 or 9 pounds in the first 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, and then I gained a lot of it back.
And by the way, that's okay. That's not a problem. Like, see, this is the best. You laughed when I said that's okay. It was like, oh my God, it was such a sense of relief to hear that's okay, because there was so much guilt and shame associated with gaining it back. It's like, who fucking cares?
Because I keep doing that.
it's okay. That's totally fine. It's not like the end all be all. There's more to it. This is all part of the process. Like, most people go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth before, like, boom, it hits. Like, mm-hmm. You're just in that process. So I'm wondering, what if you create, like, and actually going back, like, sort of backtracking, but you talk about, like, you went to the breakfast place and then you have that guilt and then it stems from there. What if you lost the 8 to 9 pounds or let's say, like, over those 8 to 9 pounds, you went down a pant size or two and then you had said, okay, by the time I get to this pant size, I'm going to go out and I'm going to have this breakfast. I'm going to go out to this, my favorite restaurant. I'm going to do whatever this you choose to celebrate. And then now, from there, it's no longer, there's no guilt associated with it because it was planned. This is what I plan to do. And then you get back on track and you have a new goal, either 2 uh-huh. pant sizes down or like a new whatever, or you treat yourself to a new piece of clothing or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, like, now the guilt isn't there because it's planned and celebrated. And then you could then keep going and keep going and keep going for these progressive goals down the line. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Tell me what you think of that. Like, do you think that would work? It wouldn't work? Like, where's your head at?
I think it would. I think you and I both know that rewards are always a good motivator, no matter how old you are.
Yep, absolutely.
I think it definitely makes sense, and I think it would make where I have to go seem a little more reasonable, because I get very overwhelmed by the lack of speed in my journey. I try not to compare it to other people, but you sometimes can't help but see that. And so I think breaking it down into smaller chunks might help on multiple levels in that respect.
For sure. And where do you compare yourself to other people's speed? Like, is that like an Instagram thing?
I think to some degree, and I think it's why I try to be pretty transparent about my journey. You know, you just see a lot out there, whether it be Instagram or elsewhere, about, hey, you know, here I am, I lost 100 pounds in a year or whatever. And there's a lot of people that do, and I would never take away from that because that's just incredible. But there aren't a lot of the stories like mine out there that, you know, okay, 4 or 5 years later, I'm still, you know, like 20, 30 pounds down and that's it, you know. So everybody's journey is different and they all have values, but there are moments where I'm like, man, I just want to be the one that, you know, you and I look at a picture today and we look at a picture a year from now and we both are just like, fuck, how did that happen? You know?
I get it. And by the way, you said something interesting. You're like, there's not a lot of those stories where it's like, well, I'm still only 20, 30 pounds down. That is the most common story.
But it's not the one people post.
That's exactly right. It's not the one people post.
Those stories aren't out there. They don't circulate the same way. So,
and guess what? A lot of the stories of the people who post the 100 pounds down in a year or 6 months or whatever, where they're taking the picture with the camera and they're smiling and they have this whole big caption and whatever, they're also not saying how they still don't love themselves and they're starving and they're binge eating and they lost friends along the way and they aren't happy with themselves. Like, the picture can say anything. The caption can say anything.
Right.
It's not really saying what's going on inside. And that's where it gets really important to understand what we're seeing on social media is very often so far removed from the truth. And I don't want you to think that in any way, shape or form that like what you're going through is not what others are going through, because I swear to God, the story that you're saying is the most common story. It's like, that is the most common story. And most people are going through it. And I guarantee you there are people like nodding their heads like, yes, 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 right now. Like, this is the most common. And the best way to overcome it is to figure out, okay, where is my biggest weakness in terms of like, where am I really going wrong? What is causing me to go off track? And I think we've done a really good job of figuring out a lot of it comes from having a focus on something that is so far away that it seems unattainable, and then creating shorter term wins along the way that allows you to stay motivated. And then also calling yourself on your bullshit and being like, you know what? I can fucking do this. Like, the easier option for me right now is to go to the breakfast place and get this other thing because I want it, but I'm not going to fucking do that.
Right.
Right?
And oh, yeah. I've got a lot of BS that I'm not calling myself on right now.
So talk to me. What is that?
Oh, it's all what we've already talked about. The eating off track. I mean, hello, I meal prep for every week. I have the food. I should just eat it. And I meal prep what I like. So, hello, why am I being so lazy? I just need to, you know, stop being lazy.
And so, you know, it's funny. The red X thing is really interesting to me.
You should see my calendar. It's so pathetic.
Well, so talk to me. What is it? What does the calendar look like?
It looked really great for 30 days, and then the next 25 or so were, like, spotty, and then I just haven't even looked at it in, like, a month, so.
And did you see the YouTube video I posted yesterday in terms of why the scale can be so helpful in terms of not necessarily worrying about your weight, but in terms of if you know you're going to step on the scale the next day?
Then I laughed when I listened to that part.
It's the exact same thing. That's it, right? Where it's like you don't weigh yourself because you're scared about what the scale is going to tell you. And when you're, when you decide not to weigh yourself, then like you don't see the number. So you're like, ah, fuck it. I'll just continue to eat this way.
Yes.
And that perpetuates the, well, no, I'm definitely not going to step on the scale because I've been doing this, which is just like hiding from yourself the truth. And it's this exactly, the Red X thing was my idea in terms of, and for anyone not who doesn't know, like the Red X is when like you, you cross the day off at the end of the day when you've done everything you said you were going to do. I created that because I knew some people didn't want to step on the scale and I wasn't like, you have to. So it's like when you've hit your numbers, you've got your workout in, when you had the day you said you're going to do it, you do a red X on the calendar. It has to be fully honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. And when someone doesn't want to have that honesty, they're like, ah, fuck it. I won't do the X because like they'll feel bad. They'll feel like a failure if they don't do the red X. But guarantee you, not putting the red X on there would be more likely to get back on track the next day.
Oh, for sure. Because who wants to not make a red X?
Who doesn't want that red X on your calendar? Yeah. So, and it's so funny because when you first mentioned it, you're like, I didn't do the red X. And then like, I went off track the next day. It's like, I think one of the best things for you, and I think one of the absolute best things is going to be making a 90-day challenge where every day you have to, you are, have to hold yourself accountable to the point of whether I do it or not, I will make the X or not make the X. And every, there will be 90 days of consistency. And if you don't have the red X, like instead of the red X for the day well done, you would like put like a black circle, right? So it's like you're doing something on the calendar every day. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and if you can honestly put the red X, put the red X. If you can honestly not put the, put the red X, and you put a black zero. And no matter what, there are no 2 days of black zeros in a row.
Got it. Okay.
I think that would be a very, and that, I think it's even better than just the red X. I think now we have a plan for both. Like on the days where you don't do it, you cannot have 2 days of black zeros back to back.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I agree. I think that definitely would help a lot because I have that avoidance technique. So same thing with the scale, you know, it gets a lot of bad rap, but for some of us, when we don't weigh in at the particular place we are, it can be negative because we're just avoiding the truth.
Now, do you weigh yourself? Have you been weighing yourself or no?
I did it for a long time. And then, I mean, I haven't been lately, but I, when I joined Inner Circle, I started weighing myself again because I had been in avoidance mode for months and months and had gained back about 20-ish pounds of what I had lost. And as I downloaded this app that kind of gives trends, so you're not looking at, you're not getting caught up in each day as much as the overall trend.
I love that.
And I found that really helpful for me, at least, you know, the first 30 days when I was doing it consistently, because I could see the trend going downward regardless of what every day said. And it was very empowering. And then when I started to kind of fall off course, I was doing it every now and then. And, you know, so when you do that, your trends start, they can't establish a trend. So then I stopped weighing myself at all. And then I'm avoiding myself, avoiding it, knowing that it probably I've gained back some of that 8-9 pounds that I lost.
Makes total sense.
So I think for me right now, at this point in time, weighing myself is helpful. At another time, maybe it may not be, but right now I think it is.
I think I'm 100% with you. And by the way, I think in terms of weight, it's very interesting. A lot of people are very against the scale. Like fuck yes. This. Like, and I've said fuck the
scale. I've been there too.
But the thing for me is when I say fuck the scale, I'm saying fuck the scale from affecting you emotionally. Like stop letting that happen. I'm very for weighing yourself in the scale. I think a lot of people who are like, I don't weigh myself anymore. It's fine. Like, it's totally fine. But I would rather, because actually a lot of those people, one of the biggest issues is when they go to the doctor and they're forced to weigh themselves, they get anxious and worried and scared. Like they're faced with, oh fuck, I have to weigh myself.
What is it?
I would rather that rather than just avoid the scale because it's going to upset you emotionally, I'd rather someone develop a relationship with the scale in which they can get on the scale and not give a fuck, right? Like, right. That's the ultimate, where it's like you get on the scale and it's like, cool. I don't right. care. It's like, I'm not emotionally affected. It's all logical because I right. know that this isn't like the end all be all. I would much rather someone be able to use the scale logically than have to try and eliminate it from their life because of an emotional reaction. I think you weighing yourself is a very good idea. And I think you doing the red X's is a very good idea, in the black circles yes. without the two in a row is a really good idea.
I think that's excellent.
Yes. And I think that the biggest, aside from all of that, the biggest struggle you have is after a certain period of time, like the 20 days, 30 days after, like that initial excitement of starting something new, the initial mm-hmm. like is continuing to be consistent, mm-hmm. even and especially when it's not fucking exciting anymore.
Right.
When it's not like something new, it's a lot of people like, it's so funny when everybody says whatever they're doing is like the best thing. Like when someone starts keto, oh, keto's the best. I love it. How long have you been doing it? 2 weeks. It's like, okay. It's like, oh, God, I love it. I love intermittent fasting. It's the best. How long have you done it? I'm about 7 days in now. It's like, great. Talk to me in 6 months. Talk right. to me in a year. And keto is fine. Intermittent fasting is great. Like Weight Watchers is phenomenal. Whatever. I don't care what we're talking. It could be anything. But people tend to get super hyped up about whatever it is they're doing, because it's new and exciting and they see quick results in that short period of time because they're doing it very consistently. And then when they fall off track, when they have that one slip up and they think like, oh my God, I fucked up, and then they don't do it. Now it's like, now that's when they have problems. I want from you, and this is what I know, like you can do, cause you called yourself on it. Like you're like, I have a lot of bullshit right now. It's like, you know what to do. You said from the beginning, like, you know, the textbook answers. You know where you go off, which is in terms of mm-hmm. you avoid.
Right.
Your avoidance is your way of coping, is your way of dealing with it rather than facing it head on. You avoid doing the red X's. You avoid getting on the scale because it's easier to do that than to, hey, like, this is what's going on. Here's how I get back on track. I would love to have you do a 90-day challenge where at the end of 90 days, you and I get back on this call.
Okay.
We get back on a call after 90 days of the red X's and the black circles, of the weighing yourself every day, and we reevaluate where you are. We see what's going on. And I'll tell you what, if you do this, if you do 90 days and you can take pictures and you have the red X's and the black circles, you have 90 days of weigh-ins, no matter what results happened, no matter what, which by the way, like I can guarantee you it would be fucking incredible results. I will give you that entire 90-day period. I'll give you free in the inner circle. I'll give you 3 months free in the inner circle. So if you do this for 90 days straight and we get back on this call, you get three months.
Okay.
How does that sound?
I think you have a deal. No, I don't think you have a deal. You have a deal.
There we go. Good. Perfect. Good. You got a deal. So I'm going to put this in my calendar. I'm not going to forget.
There's one thing two things I'm going to tell you. Number one, I'm going to add to this because I need an accountability thread.
Okay.
Because part of my avoidance is also not telling the very people who are holding me accountable that I need accountability.
Okay.
So I need to start an accountability thread like I've seen other people do.
I love that.
And that's hard for me to do because I'll post asking for help for little tiny like form checks or whatever, but it's going to be hard for me to start that post. But I think I need to do that because that's another way I avoid things.
Okay.
And then I'm assuming we start this tomorrow, right?
Today is Tuesday. Yeah, we can start tomorrow. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. So my birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, and I'm just – Saturday I'm celebrating because tomorrow I turn 45, and just to make it very quick, I didn't think I would ever reach my 45th birthday, the road I was headed down health-wise. So this is a big one for me. I'm excited to turn 45. So my friends and I are having, they decided they wanted me to celebrate big. So we're celebrating big on Saturday. So I'm just going to go ahead and let you know Saturday will be a black circle.
That's amazing. I love that. And I would hope it's a black circle. And I also, so but you said it's Saturday. Your Saturday you're celebrating. So that means Saturday that Sunday is a red X again. But Saturday, your birthday better be a fucking black circle.
Well, my birthday's tomorrow, but Saturday's going to be the black circle.
Okay.
And so it will not go uncelebrated, I promise.
Good. I'm glad. That's amazing. I love that. And I love that you want to do the accountability thread. I think that's huge. Now, that means, like, are you going to commit to, like, 90 days of updating the accountability thread? Like, so I know, did you see Lisa doing that? There were a couple of people who every day, like, for the 90 days, they went in, they updated, they said what their calories were, mm-hmm. like, their workout. Like, do you want to do that?
What do you think?
I mean, I think that would be a tremendous idea. And, like, okay. You know what would actually – what I would love is – you're going to love this.
Oh, gosh.
Every day you upload a picture of either a red X or a black circle to your thread.
Okay.
So it's, like, every day, hey, guys, like, here's my picture. I'm promising – you promise the inner circle every day in your thread a picture of what you've done. That's it.
Okay.
And it's, like – And I would also include in there some type of a positive affirmation in terms of, let's say you have a black circle, like saying, hey, so say it was a black circle. I didn't do what I needed to do, but I'm not going to let it turn into two black circles, and it's okay. And it's not a failure. This doesn't mean I've done anything. Like, my next goal is to two pant sizes down, and that's very much attainable. Regardless of this black circle, it's just one, right? So it's like having something in there, or even if you have a red X, like today did really well. I was driving by this place that I usually go pick something up in the morning. And while I was driving by it, I was like, fuck, I really want to go in. But I thought to myself, when I come out of the drive-thru and I'm eating it, am I going to be happy that I did that or not? And I thought, no, right. I would be happier and more impressed with myself if I don't do that. So I'm not. And then, like, write about that, like, whatever, like, have some type of a positive affirmation, nothing negative, nothing like, you know,
nothing
from our
like
very first email interaction,
say.
Right?
What'd you say?
From our very first email interaction, how it was, like, noticing, like, the negative trends. It's, like, yes. Focusing on what you're going to do no matter what happens, what action you're going to take, the positive outcomes of it every day for 90 days in terms of, like, everything, in terms of the red X, the black circles. I think that is a very, very powerful tool. And I would also create the goals of, like, one pant size down, two pant size down, make sure those are defined. And equally as important, making sure that when you achieve one of those goals, that you have some form of celebration. Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to, like, go out and get a bite to eat? Are you going to get a new clothing? Like, are you going to celebrate in the inner circle? Like, what is going to happen? I think it's really important to recognize your success. And by the way, maybe a recognition of your success is like, I'm, because I reached this goal, because I'm pant sizes down, whatever, I'm not going to go out and have a treat and bite to eat, because like, it literally your the recognition of your success might be, a lot of people will say go out and have a treat, whatever. The recognition of my success is going to be continuing to stay on track and making sure I have another red X today, because that will lead me closer to my next goal, which is whatever, right? It's like, I think uh-huh. The more you do that, and the more you recognize and appreciate your success and your progress and your consistency, in addition to posting all of the red X's and the black circles and having this consistency thread, I honestly God think in the next 90 days, you're going to blow yourself the fuck away.
I sure hope so. I'm ready for it.
Well, let's do it. Let's call yourself on that bullshit and let's make this happen.
Yes, sir. Done.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. You have a deal.
I'm excited. I like, and by the way, when we get off this call, I'm putting in my calendar 90 days. Like, we're getting on the phone call.
Okay.
You can't fucking avoid me. I will hound you down. I will find you.
You have my phone number.
I have your phone number. I will fucking find you. I will get you. We're getting on the call.
Yes, sir.
Anthony and I might show up at your house.
Oh, gosh.
That's a very real possibility. Anthony and I might just show up. All right.
Y'all are always welcome. You know, that wedding he was at was in the city where I work. So, you know.
I did not know that. That's okay. Yes. Very cool. Well, perfect. So then we know exactly what city you're in too. We'll fucking, right? We're getting in there. I know how to get to you now, Cheryl. Are you ready? You ready to make this happen?
Yes. Thank you so much for everything now and always.
Of course.
Definitely ready.
And listen, have an amazing birthday. Have a wonderfully happy, amazing birthday. Enjoy it to the fullest. No guilt. Did you ever see the no guilt challenge video in the inner circle? You saw that one?
It was right when I was starting. I think you had just released it. I probably need to go back and read it
again. Watch that. Go look at that again. Fuck guilt. Guilt is a waste. Guilt is a waste of energy. Like, feeling guilty is like the worst and dumbest fucking human emotion ever. Guilt is stupid. Eliminate guilt. It does nothing for you. Like, enjoy your birthday. Have fun. But celebrate the fact that you're reaching a point that you didn't even think you would be at one day. And let's fucking crush this. All right?
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay?
All right. 90 days.
Let's go, Cheryl. I love you. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
I love you too. Thanks, Jordan.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that wraps it up for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I sincerely appreciate your support, your encouragement. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me, jordan@sciatfitness.com. And if you've been wondering or on the fence about joining the inner circle, email me. Let me know what your questions are. Let me know what your concerns are. It is, in my opinion, which is clearly very biased, the single best community on the internet for fitness. Whether you're just starting out, you've never done anything before, you're nervous about going to the gym, or even if you're a competitive powerlifter. We have everyone in between. It's the most positive community, most encouraging, most helpful that I've ever seen, and I would love to have you in there or to really see if you're a good fit. I'm not going to put you in there if it's not a good fit. So if you have any questions, shoot me an email, jordan@sciatfitness.com. Talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.